somewhere around March. That's where I'm a little bit surprised it was as late as December 14th. I thought I'd already been there close to a year. Around March or April of 43, Robert Oppenheimer approached me to see if I would go to Los Alamos.
April of 43.
Yeah. This was just when it was getting set up.
Yeah.
And in fact, he and Bob Bakker, who had already been recruited from the radiation lab to Los Alamos.
In principle,
he was still working at the radiation lab, but he was in principle recruited by Oppenheimer and was fully in the know of the subject. He and Oppenheimer met with Ken Bainbridge and myself at, intriguing enough, at the Watergate cafeteria. This is before there was a Watergate, the famous Watergate, infamous Watergate Hotel. There was a Watergate restaurant, sort of Hot Shops or Howard Johnson, something like that, at what was then the Watergate area.
Bakker, you, and Bainbridge.
Yeah, and with essentially, and Oppenheimer. And essentially Oppenheimer and Bakker trying to persuade us to go to Los Alamos.
When would that have been?
And I would have guessed it was the order of March might have been March or April of 43.
And you were in D.C. already.
I was in D.C.
Yeah.
And what they wanted me to do was to, since things had gone fairly well with our relations with the military, was really to sort of do the, what we call the delivery group, the interrelation between the technical developments and weapons and the Air Force, which I've been working with very successfully. So, after they talked, it's what they did, they told us a fair amount about the progress, and we both felt, yes, we should go there. But instantly, I always thought was a little bit cutely done. Bainbridge was also a little interested in the gaze of gasoline rationing and whatnot, and Bainbridge was a little worried about, entertainment. New Mexico is down a little bit far away, and he loves fishing. So he asked Oppenheimer, how is the fishing at Los Alamos? And Oppenheimer said, it's great. I mean, the Rio Grande is near there. Well, Bainbridge said, how easy can you get from Los Alamos to the Rio Grande by bicycle? Oppenheimer said, very easy. It's just, probably a 20-minute trip by bicycle. He didn't say, and unfortunately, Bainbridge didn't ask the other, how is it to get back from Los Alamos, since there was a couple of thousand feet difference in altitude, easy to go down, and not so easy to get back. But in any case, I indicated, yes, I would. And then Oppenheimer asked if I would, in fact. In the meantime, well, he said, don't do anything about it, because Groves had very high, I was working for the Bowles in the Secretary of Defense's office, that Bowles that Groves had unlimited influence with the Secretary of Defense, wait until I hear that he would, tell Groves to get me released, and I would do it. But would I, in the meantime, do a little bit of supervising of some tests? They wanted the sort of dummy bomb shapes at the Dahlgren Proving Ground, a reduced scale model of what was called a sewer pipe bomb. So the early gun model said, yes, I would be glad to do that. It would only take couple of afternoons. Well, then time went on, and I didn't hear. From March, in fact, from March until August, I didn't hear. I learned what had happened. In August, I learned what had happened, which is that both Bowles and Groves reported directly to the Secretary of Defense. Both of them had extremely high priority, and both of them had never lost the battle. And, once you're in that level, you can't afford to lose a battle, or you'll lose another battle. And it turned out I'd become sort of a test of strength between the two organizations, that basically Groves would say I should be assigned to that. If we go to Stimson's office, he'd pass it on to Bowles, if they can't release him, we'd pass it back to Stimson. Then Stimson would be reviewing the troops in Africa or something, and then a month later it would get passed back, and this was going on. Nothing happened. And finally, Bowles called me up just as we were leaving, actually, for education in the Shenandoah Valley area, and said, well, if you really have, what would I make a strong stand in favor of staying? I thought, well, I told him that I really thought by then I probably should leave. In fact, I did have the following feeling. I noticed, even though I was days before I felt like in there a year or so, that although I got a lot of things done, got a lot of things approved, getting through, after I'd been there for maybe, I would have said a year, but now it turns out I better make it this time schedule, 3 months, 3 to 6 months. The group from the radiation lab, came in to me and said, look, we've got this new radar that's really that much better than that. And I found, I overheard myself saying, but you know, it takes about 52 signatures to get this kind of a thing approved. You have to set up a training program, and most is probably not worth the effort. I said, now, where have I heard that before? That's what these stick-in-the-muds were doing before. I decided maybe I could only survive that environment for 6 months to a year, or I would become like the rest of the
falling victim.
I'd fall victim. So for that reason in part, and also because in probably in a certain sense I'd really done my most useful work there, and also because of the urgency together, I did agree. I told Bowles that, well, I felt that's where I really should do. This was obviously very disappointing to him. But he then invented the following lovely face-saving device. Namely, he agreed, yes, he should do it, but I should stay on the Secretary of War's payroll the whole entire time I was at Los Alamos. So I was an expert consultant with the Secretary of War all the time I was there. I was a regular group member. Only Oppenheimer, I think, knew I wasn't on the payroll. It had some advantage for the work I was doing because I had I wrote my own travel order so I could go back and forth through that one week book books of PR things and WordPress. And had that some advantages. And in principle, I was just complaining to the Secretary of War if things weren't being done well, but nothing would sabotage things more than for me to have a separate runner, unless they really were very bad, which I would in that case. But so I really worked as a main function there. It had one amusing characteristic. At the end of the war, the award of ease for excellence, and all people who worked it. Well, Los Alamos got one. Everybody at Los Alamos got one except myself, because I wasn't working for them.